You're listening to Friday Night with Lamar. Newton said that energy can neither be created nor destroyed, right? Now, he didn't say energy cannot be wasted, because energy can be wasted. Now, when we talk about wastage, we don't necessarily mean the energy is destroyed. No, it was converted to other forms that were not really of any value to us at that moment. Do you understand? So, also, in life, we have like a finite amount of energy. It depends on where we project such energy. It depends on what we are going to use such energy to do. If not, such energy can be wasted, especially if it is used for things that will not bring any value to us, right? So, that being settled, we should understand that in life, there are certain things that we are supposed to focus our energy on, and there are certain that we're supposed to just leave them out. There are certain things that we should not disturb ourselves about. So on tonight's episode, I'll be talking about three things you cannot change nor decide. Now, why is it important for you to know the things in life that you cannot change? Like I stated, so that you focus your energy on the right things, so that you don't end up focusing your energy on the wrong things and it doesn't bring any value to you. So, what you cannot change, what you cannot decide, doesn't define who you are. Why is that? Because you are no more responsible for such. Do you understand? So, anything you cannot change does not define who you are as a person. Because you are not responsible for that. So, let's take a look at these three things. The first on the list is your past. Your past mistakes, past opportunities, past failures, whatsoever it is, as long as it's in the past, you cannot change it. And you should come to that realization. It should be part of you that, yes, you did this in the past. Yes, it's in the past and it has happened. But it does not define who you are right now. You only have one choice: to move on. Never sit with people who sit down to discuss how the past will have been better. No, sit down and discuss with people who talk about how and why the future will be amazing. You see, it's the future that matters. The past has happened and it has happened. The only thing you should take from that place are lessons. Take lessons with you, and that's all. Leave the land of the past. You see, your eyes were made in such a way they are oriented forwards, not sideways or backwards. They were meant to look forward. You are always meant to look forward. It doesn't matter the big mistake. It doesn't matter what you did. Your past does not define you. Do you know what defines you? Your present opportunities, what you are making of them. Whatever mistakes you made in the past, don't be shy of it. Just thank God that you are now a better person. Make great use of your opportunities right now, because that is what really defines you. Those choices you can make. For those choices you cannot make, leave them behind you. You cannot stay in the past and prepare for the future. You have to live in the present and prepare for the future. So, one thing you cannot change, and you should stop trying to change, is your past. Secondly, your natural origin, your biological origin, who your parents are, your tribe, your nationality, your race, your gender, and so on and so forth. You see, you can't change it, and so you should not let it define who you are as a person. Don't try and cover it up, because it does not define who you are going to be. You did not get to decide who your parents will be. You did not get to decide the tribe or the country you are going to be born into. But you get to define and you get to decide the type of life you are going to live. You get to choose your own path. You get to choose your own values. Like I said, anything you can't change, it doesn't define you. But the things you can change are those things you are responsible for, are those things you must take responsibility for. Your character, your attitude, how you see things, your mindset and so on and so forth. You can work on those things. Those things are your responsibilities. But don't try and cover up the fact that you don't come from a rich background. For instance, you try to make everybody think you're from a rich background. Don't try to do that. It doesn't define who you are going to be, from a rich background or not. It doesn't define your values. You get to decide your values. You get to decide some things about your life. Where you come from may present as a challenge at times. But all those things are stepping stones for you. They are really not stumbling blocks. So, your natural origin, you can't change it, and do not let it define who you are at all. Third on the list is what people think. You see, you don't get to decide what people think. You are not responsible for people's thought systems. A single action can be interpreted differently by different people. Why? Because they possess different mindsets. So if you're always trying to live your life thinking, what will this person think? What will that person think? You're simply trying to make yourself a victim of different mindsets. And you cannot change a person's mindset in one day. Do not define yourself by what people think. What people think should not define who you are as a person. What do you think of yourself first? Like I said, things you can't change. This is one of them. People's mindset, people's opinions. That's why people are even scared of their past. That's why people are scared of, okay, they come from this certain place. Okay, this is this person's dad. Because there are certain people that interpret the world in a certain way. And so they are so scared to say that I've made this mistake in the past. Because they are scared that that person will say, ah, so you did this in the past. I don't think you can ever change. They are allowing themselves to be victims of other people's wrong mindsets. You can't change what people would think, so stop trying to live that way. Stop trying to figure out what this other person is thinking about. You are not responsible. Live your life well and just. Not before any man's standard, but before God and yourself. Be honest with yourself. Be truthful to yourself. And do not think that a person's mindset is what validates you. No. Don't try to live your life. There are people that have lived in fear of people's opinions so much. They're so scared that what if this person... And it's normally of people that, let's say, they honor or people they respect. They're so scared that what is this person going to think? What is this person going to think? In Jesus' journey, the only person he actually cared about what he thought was God. Is the number one person, the principal person he cared. It wasn't his parents or something, it was always God. So, be very careful. You cannot change what people think at all. Simply go ahead and do what you are led to do. Thank you for listening to tonight's episode of Friday Nights with Lamar. We hope you've been blessed. You can follow Lamar on Instagram at Lamar the Great, LAMA_THE_GREAT. Have a very good evening. And once again, this is Friday Night with Lamar.